Hi, and thanks for listening to KSUT. I'm Sarah Flower, and today we are joined with an exclusive update of our COVID-19 update with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Leanne, we have you on generally on Mondays, but this Friday it's particularly important to do another update with you in terms of the COVID-19 positive cases here skyrocketing within your district.
It is skyrocketing within La Plata County. We are seeing steep growth in this region. I do want to contextualize that the state of Colorado is seeing an all-time high in cases right now. In fact, the state just yesterday surpassed the high of hospitalizations at any given time. Back in April, when we were seeing the peak of hospitalizations from the COVID pandemic and we're still under a stay-at-home order and did not have the infrastructure to get it under control, the state's peak was 888 hospitalizations at one time. We, as of yesterday, are over 890 in the state of Colorado right now. We returned the highest number of cases ever on one day. That's 3,300. You know, just a month ago, we were only seeing 200 cases a day, and we haven't really added that much testing in the last month. So we're seeing, you know, much higher positivity rates, much more infection in the state of Colorado. The numbers that just came out today indicate that they believe in the metro region of Colorado that one out of every 100 people in the metro region is currently infectious. So while we are seeing this increase here in La Plata County, I want to contextualize it that this is something that is happening all over the state of Colorado. And in fact, we're not rising as steeply as the metro region, and we still have a chance to turn this around as a community and get this under control. We started this conversation last week. We said things are looking really, really difficult. We asked people to really think about their Halloween weekend differently, start thinking about your activities a lot differently. And we were hoping that we wouldn't be here now. Unfortunately, here we are less than a week later, and it is looking worse than we suspected it would this time last week.
Yesterday, the line is wrapped around the block for your community testing site in Durango. How are you feeling about that right now? Can we get increased testing? What do you have to say to people who are scared right now of those numbers and wanting to get a test?
The fact that our line is picked up is indicating that our community is taking this seriously and understands that if you're symptomatic or you're exposed, you should go in and get a test. We've expanded hours to the community testing. We're working with partners to expand testing opportunities. We should have for the community some increased testing opportunities in addition to our increased hours to announce really soon. There's a lot of pieces to put in place. And I think the important thing to note is that this is happening really fast in Colorado, right? The state provides us with modeling data for the state and kind of gives us clues as to where we are in case incidences across the state and where they expect them to go. They're now running those models much more frequently because every time they run the model, they then almost immediately exceed the model and have to redo the model. So unfortunately, it is just taking off at a pace around the state, which makes it really hard to keep up with the infrastructure and the testing and things like that. So I apologize that the lines are getting long, but thank you to the community members for going out and getting your test if you're symptomatic or if you've been exposed. The most important thing, if you're symptomatic or you've been exposed, is don't wait for the test to change your behavior. Please don't go to work. Don't go to social gatherings. Wear a face covering, even in your own house, if you live with other people, while you are symptomatic or waiting for a test result.
Leanne, I think the other thing that people look at a lot right now with increased cases is hospitalization. These are seeming to go hand in hand. Is there a sense of how hospitals are faring across the region?
Yes. Our hospitals across the region are extraordinarily busy. They are reporting cases in hospital right now. We are, like we said, the peak in April was 888 cases. By the time this airs, we're likely to be well over 900 cases. So this is going up really fast. You know, in the rural communities, our critical access hospitals are not set up, you know, to have ICUs at all, or to have people for long lengths of stay in the ICUs. So in the rural communities, there's a lot of concern about what will we do if we spike. And because we are spiking behind the metro region, you know, we watch the metro region healthcare capacity really closely, because what we don't want to do is start needing excess healthcare down in this region after the whole state has experienced really, you know, high increases in hospitalizations. It becomes much harder to get care for patients.
Leanne, I think people are thinking, oh, sure, November 6th, this is probably the tail off of Halloween gatherings. Is that what you're seeing? Or is this just rampant community spread?
This is just widespread community spread all across Colorado. We've seen this happen in other Mountain West states. We've seen it happen in the upper Midwest. Colorado is now on the trajectory of those types of states. We cannot track it back specifically to Halloween. There is suspicion that this tracks to colder weather, more activities moving inside, and maybe a seasonal virulence of the virus. So that's something that people are looking at right now. So two things can be true. We can say that there's a lot of things that are creating this widespread community transmission, and we should also be careful around specific holidays.
Leanne, the last thing I want to cover with you today are the schools, which we hold very dear, and we recognize how important in-person learning is. And as of this broadcast, schools and cohorts across demographics and ages are dropping like flies.
And this is really an indication or evidence of a level of community spread that we have right now. You know, we have evidence that the school setting is not a high transmission setting because the precautions that our schools put in place are very, very good. And there is very good adherence to these precautions. And these are low transmission settings. So that's wonderful news. The difficulty, though, is that if there's just a lot of transmission in the community, it still becomes hard to keep the schools open, to keep the college moving along, because there's other opportunities for people to pick up infection that just kind of affects the whole operation. This is not something unique to schools. All of our workplaces and businesses are going to notice increased absenteeism because there's more infection. Your decisions, every single one of us, our decisions as an individual, has an impact on whether or not the schools get to stay open. And it's important that we keep schools open, right? We owe this to our kids. We owe them the opportunity to have in-person learning, to work on their social, emotional, you know, well-being, to have their physical needs met. We know that in rural communities, it is really difficult for lots of families because the broadband access isn't there, right? Every decision you make right now could be the difference between kids having opportunity to get in school and get what they deserve in life or not. So please do the right thing.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, giving us the latest COVID-19 update in our region here today on Friday, November 6th, a very critical juncture for our community in helping slow the spread of this virus. From KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.